Today she is Masechet Pesachim Daf Lamed. We will begin at Daf Chaf Lamed Amar Aleph right at the beginning of Daf Lamed Amar Rava. Quickly to review, at the end of our previous year, we had a three-way machlokes amaroim regarding chametz, the taruvus, when chametz gets mixed into other foods, what is the halacha? And the Gemara quoted three different opinions. The Gemara quoted the opinion of Rav that chametz during Pesach, if it gets mixed up in any food, whether b'minoi or shloi b'minoi, the same or something different. The halach was b'minoi, it's osur, because Rav holds it's always osur b'minoi. B'she'en b'minoi Chazal made exer because of minoi. After Pesach, again Rav will hold b'minoi, it's osur afil b'mashahu. En b'minoi, after Pesach, it'll be b'nois and tam. Shmuel's opinion is that chametz during Pesach b'minoi is also b'mashahu b'shloi b'minoi the shear is nice and tam, as we said in yesterday's shear, that's typically shishim. After Pesach, both b'minoi and shloi b'minoi taruvus chametz after Pesach, Shmuel will hold is mutter. There won't be chametz sh'olav, there will not be an issue of chametz sh'olav of Pesach on chametz la'achar Pesach. And Rabbi Yochanan's opinion was chametz during Pesach, bein b'minoi, bein shloi b'minoi, you need to have nois and tam. Shloi b'zmanoi, after Pesach, there's no issue of teruvus chametz, even if there is no shishim. So now the Gemara, beginning our shiur today, wants to paskin the halacha l'maisa. Amar Rava Hilchasa, the halacha is chametz b'zmanoi, chametz during Pesach, bein b'minoi or bein shloi b'minoi. If it got mixed up b'minoi or shloi b'minoi, the halacha is that it's also b'mashu. It's also even b'mashu. There's no heter. There's no permission for. There is no permission for taruvus chametz. That is karav. That's exactly what we learned yesterday, is the opinion of Rav. Shloi b'zmanoi, when it's after Pesach, bein b'minoi or bein shloi b'minoi, if it gets mixed up in any type of taruvus, mutter, it's mutter under all circumstances, because that follows the opinion of Rav Shimon. As we discussed in yesterday's shiur, Rav Shimon held the chametz shachal of a Pesach is really mutter. Rashi, that's the way Rashi, Devei Maskus Shaloi, learns. However, the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tuf Mem Zayin, Sif Yud Aleph, says that even Lachra Pesach, it's only bottle b'shishim. Even though we're paskening like Rava, Chametz Shaval of a Pesach cannot be mutter unless you have shishim connected the chametz. And the Magen Avraham on the spot in Sif Kotten Mem Dalid says that our Gemara seems to say different, because we just quoted the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that Achra Pesach, Chametz Shaval of a Pesach is mutter, there's no problem of taruvus. So why does the Shulchan Aruch say you need shishim? But that is the way that the Paiskim say that you should have to have shishim. Rashi explains, in understanding the opinion of Rava, the Rav paskens like Rav, that kol yisurim shebetoyra, the aloch is min b'mino is b'mashu. So that on Pesach, the shear should be, that on Pesach it shouldn't be bottle, is obvious. And therefore, Rava agreed that l'achra Pesach, we should, l'achra Pesach, that the b'eino minoi, it should be also b'mashu, gzeroi, a gzeir of ena minoi because of minoi, as we learned in the previous year. Taisus has a different understanding of this Gemara. It's not that Rava necessarily agrees with Rav that b'chol ha'tayr kula min b'minoi is never bottle. Rather, when Gemara says that he agrees with Rav. He agrees with the halacha the Rav says, but not with the Rav's reasoning. That Rav said chametz bePesach is also a mashahu, but not for the reason that Rav gave. The reason is because of the chumrah of chametz, because chametz is unique, that it's an issacharis. That's why he's so strict regarding chametz. And the Rambam, who also paskins like this Gemara and paskins like Rav, he has a whole different approach. His approach is because it's a chametz davish yesh lematirim. That since lachra Pesach chametz midaraisa is mutter, because we paskin like Rav Shimon, that as we discussed in our previous year, the chametz shavala Pesach coin to Rav Shimon midaraisa is mutter. So therefore, chametz on Pesach is davish yesh lematirim. And there's a rule of davish yesh lematirim never becomes bottle. Ask the Ramban, but we learned in yesterday's shiur that even if you follow the opinion of Rav Shimon, that chametz shalacha Pesach midarais is mutter, Rava was the one in our previous shiur who taught us that Rav Shimon says that chametz shalacha Pesach should not be consumed because of a knas. So ask the Ramban and the explanation that the Rambam is giving in this Gemara. The Rav holds like Rav Shimon, that holds Medarais, it's a Dovash Yesh L'Matirim. And since it's a Dovash Yesh L'Matirim, that's why it never becomes bottle. And that's why Chametz and Pesach is not bottle, both B'minoi and B'she'en B'minoi. But Rav Shimon also holds, Chametz Acha Pesach is Osir. The reason Chametz Acha Pesach is Osir is because it's a Knas. So the Ramban answers that the purpose of the knas was only to create chumras. The purpose of the knas was not to create kulas. So if we're going to say that by Rav Shimon introducing the knas, chametz and Pesach will become bottle, and had he not introduced the knas, chametz and Pesach would not become bottle, the knas, the chazal, according to Rav Shimon established, cannot be used, lakula. The Ran explains that since Rav Shimon, when he did make a knas, a chametz shavol of a Pesach, only made it on pure chametz, chametz b'taruvus was not included in the knas according to Rav Shimon. So as far as the taruvus aspect, it's a davish yesh lo matirin. And the Makar Chaim answers that we're looking at it from a deraisadiga aspect. I think the Makor Chaim's Teretz is similar to what the Ramban is trying to say. From a deraisadiga perspective, this is a davish yesh lematirim. Why is it a davish yesh lematirim? Because midaraisa, there's no problem with chametz lacha Pesach. It only becomes a problem because of a derabbanon. A new gzeir derabbanon, which will make it into a davish yesh lematirim, cannot undo the midaraisa, it is a davish yesh lematirim, and since midaraisa it's a davish yesh lematirim, it can't become bottle. Ask the Gemara, umiyava Rava Hachi, is this indeed the opinion of Rava? From Rava, of Shimon Kenosa Karnas, however, Avalov, by Rabbi Matzah, says the Gemara, Hani Mili Be'eni, when did Rava say that, by Chametz, which is itself, Avayide Teruva Suloi, Vaza Rava Tamei, Rava that is lenient with chametz lachra Pesach, with taruvus chametz lachra Pesach, goes according to his opinion. Dama Rava, ki avina bei Rav Nachman, when we were bei Rav Nachman, ki avinafke shiva yom de pischa, when the 7 days of Pesach passed, Amalon, he would tell us, piku uzvino chamir de bnei chayli, you could buy the chametz that of the army people, of the nachrim from the army that was baked on Pesach, that chametz shavol Pesach is mutter, and Chazal did not say that there's a problem with it. So we see from here that he was lenient on taruvus chametz. He was lenient on taruvus chametz after Pesach. So our Gemara is teaching us that chametz b'Pesach is also b'mashehu. There's machlokes rishonim when we say that chametz and Pesach never becomes bottle. Is that only regarding an issachila? or regarding Issa Hanah as well. The Raavad opinion is that it's only regarding Achila do we say that Chametz doesn't become bottle. The Rif disagrees, and the Rif says that when our Gemara says the Chametz of Pesach never becomes bottle, it's even Bahanah. Furthermore, in our previous year, we spoke about the differences when you have a teruvis of yavish b'yavish and you have a teruvis of lach b'lach. Says the Shach that all of those distinctions don't apply when we speak about chametz and Pesach. When we say that chametz and Pesach doesn't become bottle, it doesn't make a difference min b'minoi, min b'sheina minoi. It doesn't make a difference yavish b'yavish or lach b'lach. And the Shach says, quoting the opinion of the Rambam, that since the Rambam just taught us that the reason chametz never becomes bottle on Pesach is because it's a davish yesh l'matirim, and by davish yesh l'matirim, all of these distinctions aren't relevant, so therefore, the halacha will be on Pesach as well. Doilus Ephraim, picking up on this concept that we're learning in our shiur today, how strict we treat chametz on Pesach, explains this Gemara B'derech Musar. He says that destroying chametz and separating ourselves from chametz represents that we should stay away from any discord, any disunity. He explains why. Because chametz, we know, starts, the dough does not start off as chametz. The chametz process begins slowly, slowly. He says that that's how when people have arguments begins. Nobody really typically begins with a major argument. It begins slowly until it builds up. And therefore, our Gemara is teaching us when we want to think about chametz and we want to think about separating ourselves from chametz, the way we should separate ourselves from chametz is by total separation. Chametz, even a mashu, is asur. So the Gemara said that Rava was lenient with chametz sh'avol of a Pesach b'taruvis, and the Rabbeinu David explains that since it doesn't make a difference when this taruvis chametz happened, whether it happened before Pesach, whether it happened after Pesach, the halacha is that Rava is lenient. However, points out the Rabbeinu David a very important halachic point. He says, this that Rava is lenient with taruvis chametz acha Pesach is only if in this mixture you don't have a kezayis chametz that can be consumed b'chtei achilas pras. But if in the taruvis, even if it's bottle, even if the chametz is bottle, you have the amount of a kezayis chametz which could be eaten b'chtei achilas pras, so that means on this chametz, there was the Issa Bayi Ra Bayi Matzah during Pesach. You had enough chametz here to be over Bayi Ra Bayi Matzah. That cannot be removed and will remain Osir even after Acha Pesach. So Rabbi Kiveg explains what Rabbeinu David says very simply. He says, if you're going to have a taruvis, we have such an amount of chametz that you could eat a kezayis chametz, b'chtei achilas pras, and we'll say it's still mutter, then what has the knas accomplished? You have something that has that much chametz, and we're still going to allow you to eat it. Chazal, as we spoke and learned in yesterday's shiur, wanted to introduce a knas. What will they have accomplished? Rabbeinu David, however, says that let's say you had chametz that got in the taruvis, that got mixed into a mixture, but that only happened after Pesach. There maybe we could be more lenient. And the Rishonim debate that, and the Rishonim also speak, as we just spoke a moment ago, to the different distinctions about chametz shavol, about lach b'lach and yavish b'yavish apply to chametz shavol Pesach. It seems, the way I understand, most poskim hold that acha Pesach, if you have that much chametz, we're going to have to be machmer. What about if somebody made a taruvis b'lchatchila? Somebody took chametz lacha Pesach, which was chametz shavol Pesach, and mixed it into a taruvis, b'mezid, The Rabbeinu Yonah says that it's mutter, but the Rosh says that we know there's a rule of osel that ein mevatel isel chatchila. We're not allowed to take something that's osur and be mevatel it. So here you have straight chametz that wasn't bottled on Pesach. Now you're going and you're mixing it into taruvis. It's going to be, the Rosh says we can't be mekel. That's called bittel isel chatchila. And when you did bittel isel b'mezid, we cannot be lenient. So the Gemara concluded, v'az the ravel tamei. So Rashi explains that what is the Gemara trying to prove? The Rav said the chametz lacha Pesach is mutter, and therefore the chametz of a nachri, which was oval of a Pesach, that's why Rav was lenient. Like Rav Shimon says, chametz oval of Pesach is a knas, but the knas only applies to Jews; it doesn't apply to non-Jews. In fact, there are paiskim, a very bechidish, which is generally not accepted, that say just like it's clear that we should not be, there's no reason to be machmer a chametz shavua Pesach that was owned by a goy, because there's no reason to make a knas on a goy. He didn't do anything wrong by owning chametz during yontif. So too, the paiskim that want to suggest there's no issue of chametz shavua Pesach on chametz that was owned by a mumer, because he too has completely separated himself from Klal Yisrael. And since he has completely separated himself from Klal Yisrael, that's why we are not going, there's no point in making a knas on him, because he's anyway not following the halacha. That's the opinion of the Shaila Meshiv. It's a very big chiddush. Rabbeinu Chananel, however, explains that when the Gemara speaks about the chametz shebnei cheloi, it was actually the chametz of a Jew. And he allowed it to be used because it was chametz b'taruvis, and Rava was paskening, as we just said, that chametz b'taruvis is mutter lacha Pesach. So the Gemara says that after 7 days of Pesach, he allowed them to buy this chametz, whatever pshat were going to follow. The Rosh Yosef asks, Rava lived in Bavel, and in Bavel, Yontif was a 2-day Yontif, so Pesach was 8 days. So why was he allowing them to buy chametz ready on the 8th day? So the Yavetz answers that he told them that they'll be allowed to buy chametz from these people on the last day of Yontif, which was the 8th day of Yontif, but not meaning that they could buy it on Yontif Chas V'Sholem. He meant that tonight, after Yontif, this is the type of chametz that you may purchase. The Chasam Sofer has a different explanation. The Chasam Sofer says that Rava lived in a place in Bavel where they were able to notify the people who lived there in a timely fashion, as the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah explains quite extensively, that when Rosh Chodesh was. And in those days, if you lived somewhere in Chutz La'aretz where you could know for certain when Rosh Chodesh was, they did not keep in such places 2 days Yontif. And Rava lived in such a place, and therefore he had Yontif only the 7 days. But I did see that around this question, the Gemara is trying to teach us that there are many people that are machmer on Pesach with all different types of chumras regarding what they eat and what they don't eat. Our Gemara clearly is the basis for that minig, because we see that chametz b'Pesach, as we just finished learning, is b'mashahu. Even the slightest amount of chametz is asur. And part of those chumras are that they don't eat in other people's homes during Pesach. But even the people who are machmer with these chumras is on the 8th day of Pesach, where they're more lenient. And that's what the Gemara says, Ki avinafke shiva yomei de Pesach, when the 7 days of Pesach passed, and when the 8th day, not chas v'sholem, did they eat chametz, but he would now go to the home of Rav Nachman. I think this is very much together with the opinion of the Yavetz. Till now, Rav sat in his home all 7 days. He wouldn't go into anybody's home, not to eat in anyone's home. On the 8th day, he went to the home of Rav Nachman. And he ate there, because on the eighth day you could be more lenient. And they started discussing what may or may not be purchased after Pesach. And the Belzer Rebbe, Rabbi Aaron Belzer, brings a raya to the basis of this chumrah, that we should be more machmer, that we shouldn't even eat by other people's homes for the 7 days of Pesach. He says, if we look in Parshas Re'eh, when the Torah speaks about the Yom Tovim, so the Torah, when it speaks about Shavuos, it says, "Samach tofnei Hashem lekecha, ato bintcha bitecha, v'avdecha v'amoscha v'alevi shevisharecha, v'ager v'ayosim v'almona asher begebecha." It speaks about all the different types of Jews celebrating together. Sukkot similarly, it says, "Samach b'chagecha, ato bintcha bitecha." It speaks about all the different Jews that should celebrate together. But Pesach, the Torah doesn't mention that. The Torah is trying to teach us that all the other Yom Tovim, different Jews, all get together to celebrate. On Pesach, we celebrate each one of our families by itself. And as we explained, that even though, as we've been learning in our shiurim, all different types of halachas regarding taruvus, when it, in distinctions, min b'minoi, min b'she'en aminoi, lach b'lach, yavish b'yavish, when it comes to Chomes b'Pesach, Chazal were much more machmer. And the reason Chazal were machmer is because Chometz is an Issacharis. And the Rishon and the Pesachim go on to say that even though Dam and Chalev are also foods that come with Issacharis, so we're saying that the Issacharis is the determining factor, so we ought to be machmer by Dam and Chalev as well. So the Ratva's already responds, and he says that chametz is a food that we eat all year. So since we eat chametz all year, people are accustomed to eat chametz. That's why Chazal were particularly strict, and it's Issacharis, that's why Chazal were particularly strict. Chalev and dam, we do not eat all year, so Chazal did not feel the same need to be machmer. The Be'er Heitev, Anoir Chaim, Simon Tuf Mem Zayin, Sifkot and Aleph writes that writes in the name of Darizal, Hanizel Mashu Chometz with Pesach. If somebody is careful and avoids even a Mashu Chometz on Pesach, Muftach Loi Shloyech the Kol Hashana. He's guaranteed that he won't do any Averis the whole year. Chometz with Pesach, the word Muftach is such a powerful word. And he says that somebody who's so careful, That's the biggest Yeshua. And again, there's a connection. The Chometz represents the Yetzahara. And it means that somebody who separates himself from Aveira, Chometz separate means separating ourselves from Chometz. We need to separate ourselves from Aveiras. Agmar now begins the halachas of kashering different kalim, different vessels for Pesach. So says the Gemara, Omarav, Kederis, in those days their pots were made out of earthenware. And earthenware is not kasherable, as we're going to learn in our Gemara. So if you want to use, though, if they have a bli of chametz, b'pesach yishavru, the only thing we could do with them is break them, because they have chametz in them. And then if you'll use those pots after Pesach, the chametz will come out into the food that you're cooking. And there's a very interesting observation that Rishonim make. A number of observations. One, the Meiri says, if the chametz that I have in the pot is a bliya in the pot, so if it's only a bliya in the pot, I'm not over by your raw. Even though it's only a bliya in the pot that I'm not over by your raw, if that bliya goes into food that I cook after Pesach, it will still make the food in the category of chametz shel over Pesach. Furthermore, the reason why we can't kasher klicheres is because kashering through agola will not take out all of the tam chometz that is nivla, that's absorbed in the walls of the pot. So we see that cooking doesn't take out the blis. So if cooking doesn't take out the blis of a klicheres, I should be allowed to use that klicheres after yontif, because the chometz won't come out. Nothing comes out from a klicheres. So Rishonim point out, it doesn't mean that nothing comes out. it comes out, but it doesn't totally come out. And since it doesn't totally come out, so we're going to have chametz, some chametz coming into my food after Pesach, and that's why I can't use this pat, I have to destroy it. But now, there's another very important issue to discuss. When we speak about blias, when we speak about absorption in a pat, there's a concept of a tam pogum, that when that absorption becomes rancid, the halacha is that the halacha changes. So now we have a question. This pat was presumably used before Pesach, and it has the blias of chametz. So by the time Pesach is over, it's more than 24 hours since this pat has been used. And since it's more than 24 hours since the pat has been used, whatever tam there is in the pat is a tam pogum. And why is there a problem? A tam pogum should not be an issue. So Rashi Divrei Maskil Amar Rav addresses this. And Rashi answers that Rav's opinion is that nois tam l'pgam is also, that even a foul-tasting tam is a problem. Tosfos doesn't agree. Tosfos says that it could be the Rav concurs, this is a Divrei Maskil Amar Rav, with what the halach is, that a tam pogum in the raisa certainly is mutter. But Tosfos explains, and this is the basis for the way we kash, why we kasher. When we kasher, where kashering is doable, we always wait for it to be after 24 hours when we're doing our gola. Why? Because like that, we're certain that whatever tam there is in this pat that I'm kashering is a tam pogum. As Tosfos, if we hold tam pogum, is mutter, so just wait 24 hours and use the pat. The answer is, we don't l'chatchila rely on the fact that the blia is pogum. That's the same thing here. Somebody wanted to use this pat. Not that there was a question that the pat was already used. He wanted to use the pat l'chatchila. To use even the man the omer that holds noistam tam l'bgam is mutter, does not hold that you could rely on noistam tam l'chatchila. And then the Ran has a different approach, going back to our previous piece of Gemara. In our previous piece of Gemara, Ran, we learned that chametz is more chomer, and chametz is also b'mashu. So Rav says, yes, normally maybe I would be lenient with noistam tam l'bgam. But here, there's a new factor to take into consideration. The factor to take into consideration here is that it's chametz, and chametz is also b'mashu, and that's why I cannot be lenient. So ask the Rosh Yosef, why did Rav say, Yishavru, that we have to break the kelim? Why can't we use them to hold something which is cold? There's no problem of tam. So Dratva already addresses this issue. Dratva says, Rav wanted us to break these kelim because Rav was concerned that if I'm going to have these pots and pans in my home, even though my intention is only to use them for cold, I may make a mistake and use them for hot, I may cook in them. And therefore, Rav says the only option available is Yishavru, to break them. There's a very famous tshuva from the Chacham Tzvi. This question comes up. Let's say you have a earthenware vessel that, for example, you have a china dish, which is earthenware, that got not kosher. You accidentally put something hot dairy on your leishiga china, or vice versa. So we're learning now that clay cheres can't be kashered. What could you do with that dish? To the Chacham Tzvi, in the Shas Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, Simon Pei, says that there is a heter that you could wait 12 months. So the halacha is, so he says, if you won't use it for 12 months, and then you'll kasher it three times, do I go three times, you could use it. So the question is, according to the Chacham Tzvi, that takes that approach, so why in our Gemara did the Rav say that the Kli Cheres must be broken? Why didn't he say, then wait 12 months? So one answer that they suggest is based on Ritva. So some use this to say that we don't agree with the opinion of the Chacham Tzvi. But some explain that one explanation is what we just learned from the Ritva, that Rav was concerned, if I'm going to have this keli in my house for 12 months, waiting for the 12 months, then what's going to happen is that what's going to happen is I'm going to end up using it during the 12 months. And that's why Rav said, break it. But that not that he disagrees with the concept of what the Chacham Tzvi said. Others, again, using the same heter that we wanted to say, is say that maybe even the Chacham Tzvi would agree with why it became non-kosher. And if it became non-kosher because of Chametz B'Pesach, maybe the Chacham Tzvi would be more machmer. It doesn't seem to be, the Chacham Tzvi doesn't say that in his tshuva, so it's not clear that that's a good explanation. Ask the Gemara, but why did Rav say, Yishavru, that the Kli Cheres should be broken, L'shonu Lacha Pesach? Why don't we wait till after Yontif, V'levet Bushla B'minan, and then cook in it something that's not the same min as the chametz which is absorbed into this pot? Because even Rav, in our previous year, who takes the strictest approach regarding bittul chametz, he says that chametz l'acha Pesach is bottle l'acha minoy. So why do we just have to break the keli? Answers the Gemara, the reason Rav didn't allow that is gzeir dim osulav b'minoy. Rav was concerned that you're not going to cook in the pot chametz which is enoy minoy, with what's absorbed in the walls. And there Rav will agree that after Pesach, if you have shishim, you could be lenient. Rav was concerned you're going to cook minoy, which Rav holds the chametz shav of a Pesach is not bottle even b'mashu acha minoy. So the Rimigash uses this Gemara as a raya that there is no issa bal yirah, as we said a few moments ago, on b'lis. Because if there was an issa bal yirah on b'lis, then Rav should have, then what are we going to do? There's a knas on any food with which you were over bal yirah. From here we see that there is no issa bal yirah on b'lis. Shmuel Amar, says the Gemara. Shmuel disagrees. He says, lo yishavru. You don't have to break these kli cheres pots. Mashu lach zmanoi. Save them for after Pesach. And then after Pesach, they can be used for cooking anything. Because Shmuel's opinion is, as we said at the beginning of our shir, that teruvas chametz after Pesach is mutter both b'minoi and b'einoi minoi. And therefore, Rav was lenient after Pesach. That's why Shmuel says after Pesach he could use this pot without any question. V'az the Shmuel with Tamei. Shmuel followed his own opinion. Dama Shmuel lahani dat maz bikandi. He used to say to those people who sold pots, Ashvazinu akadenaychu, be fear in the amount you charge for these pots. V'loy, because if you will take advantage, the Shinuluk of Shimon, I'm going to publicly say a drasha that follows the opinion of a Shimon that holds that Chametz Lacha Pesach is only also because of a knas. And as we said at the beginning of our shir, and therefore Chametz Lacha Pesach is not usur but taruvis. And therefore any pot that had in it a bli of Chametz, Acha Pesach, can be used. And if it can be used, people won't need to buy new pots. And if they won't need to buy new pots, you won't have so many customers. So unless you are fear, I'm going to publicize this, says the Gemara. But what was this point that Shmuel is making? If Shmuel indeed holds like this, v'lidrishlahu, he should have indeed publicly made such an announcement. Does Shmuel Krav Shimon Sfirlei? Doesn't Shmuel hold like Krav Shimon that Chametz Lacha Pesach is only also because of Knas? Answers the Gemara, Asrei de Rav Hava. It was the place where Rav was the Rav. So even though Shmuel personally did not agree with Rav, he had to show respect to the Rav, and therefore he did not want to publicly paskin different than Rav unless he said to these people, I have no choice. Says the Gemara, Ha'uta Nura, Dava, Tochebe Tichya. Our Gemara continues speaking about earthenware vessels and the kashering or the inability to kasher them. Says the one, there was this furnace that was, they smeared on it fat made from an animal. And then they baked bread in it, and the bread got the tam of this fleshige fat. Rava said they may not eat that bread. Even certainly you couldn't eat that bread with dairy. It's fleshige bread. You can't eat fleshige bread with dairy. But he even went further and said you can't eat it without any plain. Lo'olam. And you can't, even if you'll kash the pot. Why? Because Chazal made gzeira, dilmasul mechle bekutcha. Maybe you're going to use that bread, maybe you're going to eat that bread together with dairy. Kutach, we mentioned the other day, is a dip that they made with dairy ingredients, and therefore the bread may never be eaten. This is the halacha, abas hanulush b'cholav, any bread that's dairy or any bread that's fleishik may not be eaten under, may not be eaten under any circumstances. There's an interesting discussion in the Paiskim. If this halacha, that something that's eaten so commonly, bread, may not be fleishiks or milchiks, only applies to bread or applies to other foods as well. And there's tshuva in the Tzemach Tzedek that says that they used to put milk into wine to use as a clarifying agent in the wine, that it should be white wine. And he says that you're not allowed to do that either, because since wine is, they drink wine both in a dairy meal and a fleishige meal, so again, it becomes like bread, and therefore you shouldn't make fleishigs or milchige wine. Tosfos the Ramaskel, Dilmasul Machli, asks a question. There's a concept in halacha of a nat banat. A nat banat means where it's a double nois and tam. For example, in our Gemara, the meat gives tam in the tanur, and then the tanur gives tam into the bread. And there's a difference in halacha between a nat banat, the surah, or a nat banat, the tera. There's a difference in halacha if the first ingredient that was used is osur, was a non-kosher ingredient, or if the first ingredient that was used was a mutter ingredient, the meat that was used in our Gemara was kosher meat. Just you can't make fleshig of bread. And that's a nat banat, that teira. And therefore, why should we be machmer? So the Rishonim give two different terutzim. One terutz is that when you're actually cooking with a nat banat, that's what happened here. They were cooking. They used the oven to cook. We don't have a heter of nat banat. And the other heter is that the meat was, it wasn't just absorbed into the pot, into the oven. There was a layer of grease, of fleshig of fat on the oven. So it's not just a nat banat. It was actually came in contact with the bread. Ask the Gemara on what Rav Bar Eloi has taught us. Meisvei, as we learned, ain loshen isa b'cholof. We're not allowed to make milchig bread. Vim losh, if you made the bread milchig, kolapas kula sura, neher galaveira, we're concerned you may come to eat it with fleishiks. Kiyotzba, similarly the halach is, ain toshma satana ba'alyo, we're not allowed to smear the oven with meat fat. Vim tosh, if you did do that, kolapas kula sura, the entire meat becomes osur, achiyasbik is satana, until you kasha the oven. So what do we see from here? Hahusa katana, that if you do kasha the oven, shari. Tiyufta, the Rav Avloi, that said that bread, that oven can't be kashered. Says the Gemara Tiyufta, indeed, it's refuted. And from here we see that if it could, that sometimes it could be kashered. Amalei Ravina Ravashi. The Chimia Achad, they toast the Rav Avloi. So if Rav Avloi was refuted, and there is apparently a way of kashering an earthenware oven, so why did this piece of Gemara begin? And my Kamarav, why did Rav begin our Gemara by telling us Gederis, that a Klicheris, B'Pesach Yishavru, that our beliefs of Chametz must be broken, if we're learning now that Klicheris can be kashered? Amalei, Hasum Tana Shalmatchis. They were talking there about a metal tanner, and therefore
Liban is possible. Hocha, Rav is talking about Gedera Shel Cheres. And Rav agrees that metal could be kashered. Vibay Seima, Hava Ovi Shel Cheres. They're both made out of Cheres. Zeh Sikim Mifnim, Vezeh Sikim Mechutz. There's a difference where the heat source comes from. If the heat source comes from inside the oven, the reason why Liban cannot be done on a Kli Cheres is because we're concerned that you're not going to make it hot enough because you're concerned that the Kli Cheres will crack. But if you put the coals inside, so obviously you're dealing with Kli Cheres that there is no concern of breakage because of the kashering, and therefore you could kasher it that way. Whereas if the kashering is done from the outside, so you're not going to put the coals, you're not going to make it hot enough from the inside. And since you're not going to make it hot enough from the inside, that's why the halacha is that you can't kasher it. So ask the Gemara, we already said this. So put the coals inside the Kli Cheres and kasher it. And says the Gemara, that the halacha does not allow for. Chazal were concerned that you're not going to make it hot enough because you're going to be concerned that your Kli Cheres will crack. Hilkach, says the Gemara, Hai Buchya, that they had this keli that was made out of tiles, Hasekim v'chutz, and they used to heat the tiles from below the tile and then put whatever they were cooking on top of the tile. So the heat source is from outside of the tile. Usur, it can't be used on Pesach because it can't be kashered. Imalya gumri. However, if you put coals on the tile, because it's a tile that you don't care if it cracks, shapadami, and that's something that could be kashered, and therefore it's not an issue. So the Rabbeinu David says, what pshat, Nana was saying, the Rav Bar Eloi was talking about a metal oven, why was he machmer? So, says the Rabbeinu David, that apparently Rav Bar Eloi was not only machmer on a Kli Cheres oven, but he was even machmer on a Kli Matchas oven, and that's indeed why he was refuted. So Rashi explains, why don't we kasher a Kli Cheres? Because we're concerned that you're always going to kasher it with the heat source from the outside, which is not the way you're supposed to do Liban. The Rosh explained the way we learned the Gemara, that you're going to do it properly. You're going to put the coals inside, but you're not going to make it hot enough because you're going to be concerned that you may cause the oven, the Kli Cheres, to break. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Hani Sakinim, you have knives that were used all year round for chametz. But Pesach Hechav Dinoloi, how can we kasher them for Pesach? Amalei Ladi, what do I do? Chadatokav Dinon, I buy new knives for Pesach, I should not have to have a concern how to kasher them. Amalei, Tenech Ma'adav Shalei, you're Baruch Hashem, a person of means, so you could afford to buy a new keli. However, the Delayev Shalei, people who can't afford to buy new knives for Pesach, what should they do? Mai, Amalei, Ano Ke'en Chadatu Kamina. He says, I didn't mean that I buy always new knives, I also kasher, but I kasher them that they should be like new. What do I do? He says, Katina, Kataya Batina, I wrap the handle of the knives that are made out of wood with clay, that they shouldn't get burnt when I'm going to kasher it, or Perzalayu Benura, and then I put the actual knife into fire to do Liban. Then I take off the coating from around the handle, V'hadam Malayu, V'alina L'katai Bereskin, and then I do Hagala on the handle. Hilchasa, but says the Gemara, so what he did was Hagala on the handle and Liban on the actual blade. But says the Gemara, that isn't necessary. Idi v'idi, both the handle and the blade, Bereskin v'kli rishin. All that you need to do is Hagala. Why is Hagala enough? So many Rishonim explain that the knives that we're speaking about in our Gemara were not used without liquid, and therefore Hagol is enough. But there are two other very important explanations in the Rishonim. One is and this is a very fundamental issue. What made this knife a problem? That it was used for chametz. So of course, chametz on Pesach is very serious. But it was used for chametz before Pesach. Before Pesach, obviously, we may eat chametz. And chametz is not osur. So since it was used for chametz before Pesach, and chametz for Pesach is not osur, so therefore the bliya over here was not really a bliyas isser. And since the bliya was not really a bliyas isser, that's why hagala was enough. Another explanation offered by the Rishonim is that usually the knife was used with liquid. And something that's used with liquid, in terms of kashering it, hagala is adequate. Only when there is no liquid do we have to be, do we have to do liban. So how do we make a decision when on a keli, if liban is required or hagala is required? So they say we look at what is most commonly used for. This knife was more commonly used for use with liquid. And therefore we go after Roiv Tashmishoi. And Roiv Tashmishoi is with liquid. And therefore he held that Agola is enough. Amar Rav Huna Bar Yeshua. Eitz Poror. You have a spoon that's made out of wood that they used to mix the food. Magiloi. Beroyschin. You could kasher it by Hagola, but the water has to be with Klirishin. Kesover, because the Gemara introduces now the main factor in the understanding of kashering, and that is Kabbalah Kachpotoi. If something became non-kosher, the way we take out the blias is with Hagola, and the same thing if it became problematic without liquid, so the way we get the blias out is with libun. And that's why here, since it was with libun, it got non-kosher with liquid, hagola is adequate. What does hagola accomplish? So either hagola, the two ways that the Rishonim look at it, is that by putting this keli into boiling water, it expels all of the blias in the keli. Or another approach is that it destroys all the blias that are in the keli. What's pshat b'roischin u'b'kli rishin? So the Sfasem says that roischin means that while we use the water that we're using, while we're using it, the kasher has to be bubbling. It has to be, and also has to be in a kli rishin. And it can't be irim kli rishin, means just pouring from a kli rishin is inadequate. Barminei Meimer, Hanimani de Kunya. They had different earthenware kalim that were covered with lead. Malish Tamusha Pesach. Are they treated like kli matchis that we just learned that matchis, metal kalim, can be kashered, or are they treated like kli cheris that can't be kashered? Says the Maral Yeruka Loi Tebelach. If it's a greenish lead, then there's no question. The Vadi Asiri, because this is not really a real coating, and the Kli Cheres are Boileya, and we're learning that you can't kasher Kli Cheres. Ki Teboilach, the question is, Uchmi V'chivri, black or white lead coatings? Mai, what will be the halach on that kalim? Says the Gemara furthermore, Hech this be Ketufuni, if there are cracks in that coating, Loi Teboilach. There's no question, the Vadi Asiri, because there are cracks, there are blias in the Kli Cheres that will come in and out, and we're learning Kli Cheres can't be kashered. Ki Teboilach, the Shi, when they're smooth. Mai, what's the Locha? Amalu, so Maim responded, Chazin Le Medaisi, that we see that these Kalim expel moisture. Alma, Bali, we see that there's moisture going into these Kalim, and therefore, Asiri, there should be also. And that Torah Ida Klicheris, and the Torah says regarding earthenware, Sheni Yosh Medei Dafil Oilam, that the Tam remains there forever. Ask the Gemara, Umayshna Milayin Nesach, we learned regarding Yayin Nesach, the Darsh Marema, Mani de Kunya, when we have earthenware Kalim that are coated with lead, Bein Ochme Ben Chivri Ben Yeruki, no matter what type of coating, Shari, if the Chitema, And if you'll try to suggest that the difference is that Yayin Nesach is the Rabbanan, Chametz the Raisa, and that's why they were more lenient by Yayin Nesach, Bestam Yayinam, but don't we have a rule that called the Tikkun Rabbanan came the Raisa Tikkun? Amalei, Zet Hashmisha Eidei Chamin. When you use it for hat, we have to be Machmer. Zet Hashmisha Eidei Tzoinen. Wine is cold, so we can't compare the two situations. Amr Rav Bar Abba, Amr Rav Chibar Ashi, Amr Shmuel. Kol HaNishtamsh, Kol HaKemsh HaNishtamsh HaMechayimt B'tzoinen. Any keli that we used all year round for chametz, but it was only used for cold, Mishtamsh Bein Matzah. We can even put matzah in such a keli. Chutz Bein Sor, besides a keli that we used to store yeast, Hoyel Shechemutze Kosher, there may be even the slightest amount of sor there, and it gets absorbed into the walls of this keli, and then whatever matzah I put in there, it could affect. Omer Rav Ashi Beis Charoitzes, a keli that they put vinegar into, Kebeis Sor, Shechemutze Kosher Dami, and even though it's only used for cold vinegar, may not be used on Pesach. Omer Rava, Hani Agnin de Mechutza, those plates that were used for dough, however, Tadira Lamelish Boy Chamira, since it's always used for chametz, or to make chametz, to make bread, or mashbe chamira, and we leave in it bread, kebesor chamucha chashadami, and therefore we have to be machmer, not to use such a keli on Pesach. Says the Gemara Pshita, isn't that what we just said? That we have to be machmer on a besor? Answers the Gemara Pshit, madatema, kim de revicha, since it's white, shalab avir v'loy belly, the air prevents any bleas, Kamash Malon, that isn't enough of a prevention from saying that that there's absorption in this keli that could affect anything I put into that keli, even if it's cold on Pesach.